in what is quickly morphing into what at least appears to be a potentially existential threat to the system, big tech and big government are making increasingly desperate moves to stifle the peasant rebellion. Facebook and other techno-tyrant tools are now actively silencing those who would dare engage in speech and strategy opposed to the crumbling corporate narrative. Meanwhile, on the big government side of the coin, agencies like the SEC, who have been, at best, laughably incompetent and, in reality, compliant tools of the cantillionaires who regularly rape and pillage the economic landscape at the perpetual expense of the masses, these government agencies are now making noise about, quote, protecting the people, end quote, from the people's revolution that is now underway. So as we watch elites and their institutions succumb more and more to the terror building inside as they watch their precious narrative beginning to take what may well be a final fatal fall, we're well served to note how their frantically repeated claims of legitimacy, where the systems they rule us by are concerned, are very plainly being revealed as 100% dark and evil fiction. And this revelation is coming by way of the very people making the ridiculous claims to legitimacy in the first place. The same people who do everything within their power to silence and crush political dissent are now doing everything they can to silence and crush economic dissent. In doing so, they prove again and again that they are fundamentally corrupt and committed to rigging systems. Rigging systems is what they do. It's who they are. They cannot exist without their rigged systems. Therefore, they cannot offer anything to us but rigged systems. That's why they're doing everything that they can to control speech, even though most of them must know deep down inside that they can't do it. They can't pull it off. They cannot shut enough people up. They cannot silence everyone. They cannot stop the decentralizing revolution that is upon them. They cannot win, and they will not win. Whether they recover and are able to hang on for a little while longer after this particular episode of The Awakening, their end is inevitable. Their days of rank deceit, manipulation, systematic theft, and slave making are numbered. And that is a beautiful thing. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel and visit HellraiserReport.com.